November 24, 1935. True love always calls the beloved and encloses him within itself. How without the divine will everything is veiled. Example. My poor mind finds itself under the mighty waves of the divine volition, mighty, but peaceful with happiness, so much so, that the poor creature feels small and incapable of receiving them all. And while I was following the acts of the fiat, I arrived at the moment of the creation of man, and was thinking to myself with how much love was innocent Adam capable of loving the Lord, before sinning. And my beloved Jesus, surprising me, told me, my daughter, he loved me as much as it is possible for a creature. He was a complex of love, not even a fiber of his was empty of the love toward his creator. He felt, vividly, the life of his creator palpitating in his heart. And true love calls the beloved in each instant, and giving him his life with his love, he receives back as life the one whom he loves. Now as the creature loves, the divine will finds itself in her, and this facilitates its ruling. Nothing opposes its dominion, its noble place is that of a dominating king, and it forms its longed-for kingdom within her. When the creature loves me as much as she can, no void of God can be found in her. But rather, with her love she encloses me in the center of her soul, in such a way that I cannot get out, nor can I free myself of her. And if I were able to leave, which I never do, she would come after me, without our being able to separate, either I from her, or she from me, because I myself am love. Therefore, one who truly loves me can say, I have conquered he who created me. I have him inside of me, I possess him, he is fully mine, no one can take him away from me. Now, my daughter, love in Adam before sinning was perfect, total. My will had its life, in such a way that he felt it more than his own life. As soon as he sinned, the life of my fiat withdrew, but left to him its light, because without it he could not live, he would have returned to nothing. In creating him we acted like a father who places his goods and his very life in common with his son. Now, the son disobeys, he rebels against his own father, and the father with sorrow is forced to put him out of his house, no longer allowing him to possess either his goods in common, or his life. But his love is so great, that even from afar he does not let the necessary things, or the means of strict necessity, to be lacking to him, because he knows that if the father withdraws, the life of the son is ended. So did my divine will, it withdrew its life, but left its light as help, support and as the necessary means so that its son would not perish completely. Now, by withdrawing its life, all things and works of God remained veiled for man. He himself, his intelligence, his memory, his will being veiled, remained like those poor unhappy dying ones who, the pupils of their eyes being covered by a thin veil, can no longer see the life of light clearly. My very divinity, in descending from heaven to earth, veiled itself with my humanity. Oh! If the creatures possessed my will's life, immediately they would have recognized me, because my will itself would have revealed who I was. My will in the creature and that same divine volition in me, immediately would have recognized and loved each other, and the creatures would have thronged around me, nor would they have been able to separate from me, recognizing me, underneath my likeness to their guises, as the eternal Word, he who loved them so much, and had clothed himself like one of them. So, I would have had no need to manifest myself. But my will, residing in them, would have revealed me. Nor would I have been able to hide. But, instead, I had to tell them who I was, and how many did not believe me. Therefore, until my will reigns in the creatures, everything is veiled. The very sacraments, which, more than a new creation I left in my church with so much love, are veiled for them. How many surprises, how many beautiful secrets and marvelous things does the veiled pupil prevent them from comprehending, from seeing, from enjoying? More so, since it is the human will that forms this veil and prevents them from seeing things as they are in themselves. Only my will reigning in the creatures as life will remove this veil, and all things will be revealed. Then will the creatures see the caresses that we give them by means of created things, and the kisses, the loving embraces. In each created thing they will feel our ardent heartbeat loving them. They will see our life flowing in the sacraments, to give itself continuously to them, and they will feel the need to give themselves to us. This will be the great prodigy that my divine will do, to tear all the veils, abounding with unheard of graces, taking possession of souls as its own life, in such a way that no one will be able to resist it. And so it will have its kingdom upon earth. Jesus, hurry, and fulfill everything you say and want, and may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Deo gratias always and in each instant.